In the coronavirus outbreak, two field hospitals are expected to open today in Massachusetts. One is a 250-bed site inside the arena, the DCU Center in downtown Worcester. The other is a 1,000-bed hospital at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center. WBUR's Angus Chen reports these new medical facilities will help care for COVID-19 patients, including some of Boston's homeless population.
In just 5 days, workers from Teamsters Local 25 and other trade unions built Boston Hope, a 1,000-bed field hospital nestled inside the Boston Convention and Exposition Center. The union's president, Sean O'Brien, says the project felt personal.
When you're building something like a 1,000-person hospital, it hits home. It's quite different. You potentially could be building a 1,000-person hospital that you may or your loved ones may end up being in, unfortunately.
O'Brien says that made the work feel urgent, and the Teamsters hurried to complete the project.
5 days ago, it was empty. Today, it's a fully operating overflow hospital if need be.
Healthcare giant Partners will manage and staff Boston Hope. At a press conference on Tuesday, Mayor Marty Walsh made a plea for qualified medical professionals.
If you're a provider out there and you'd like to get involved and help, we're asking you to sign up to work at the BC, so you can go to partners.org/Boston Hope.
The facility will take patients with COVID-19 from nearby hospitals, and 500 beds are set aside for patients experiencing homelessness. But that may not be enough. There are already hundreds of COVID-positive patients who are homeless, according to Boston Healthcare for the Homeless, and more test positive every day. Dr. Josh Barocas is an infectious disease physician at Boston Medical Center, who also works with Healthcare for the Homeless.
Every day brings a new challenge. The folks at Boston Healthcare for the Homeless are working essentially through the night, and we're literally bracing for the storm.
He says every night they have to look for new housing for coronavirus patients who are homeless and those waiting for test results. He says doctors are personally cleaning rooms and driving patients to fill them. And he says with each person they place, they find even more patients that need rooms.
Right now, it is just if you can imagine someone ripping a seam and someone right behind them trying to patch it up as quickly as possible. That's where we are.
Barocas says the convention center will help, but health experts believe a surge in COVID-19 patients may just be starting. If Boston Hope fills up, providers will be back to looking for more space. There are other temporary facilities coming online, including 250 beds at Boston's Newton Pavilion for patients experiencing homelessness. And in Worcester, a 250-bed field hospital at the DCU Center will serve non-critical patients with COVID-19. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.